Reports received.
The meeting to order then. Senate Bill 9, first bill, this is the enact naming the Bob Blodgett Marine Color Highway. The bill is pretty self-explanatory, and the Transportation Committee substitute also names the Ina Johnson Bridge and the Mount Con.
Again.
The bill passed out of Transportation with 3 due pass recommendations and out of Finance with 6 due pass recommendations, and they're accompanying 0 fiscal notes. The only thing I'm wondering there is that if you can actually name mountains by legislation.
Mr. Chairman, we asked that.
That's okay?
We asked it. I mean, we can. That's not how it's for him. The only suggestion I have is maybe we, and I didn't do this fine yet, but consider naming the glacier after the governor.
So we can get him a ferry bill?
The governor?
Well, Governor Ferry.
Hickok Glacier?
Sure, because then you could have a ferry.
Okay.
It would help us with the ferry system.
Good idea. Who did the surgery on this bill? Which committee?
Looks like Transportation.
Oh, they added all these other goodies on it, right?
Well, yeah. Kind of
the board, the geographic board, is not real happy about the amount.
Right.
They turned it down a couple times. They don't like the shrewdness. But I don't know.
What we heard is already checked with them. Go.
Yeah, what we're going to have to do is find out the names of people on the commission and each time name them out after one of them, too.
Well, what's the pleasure of the
committee? Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 9, Transportation, be approved the calendar at the Chair's discretion.
Okay. Is there any objection? I believe there that I think all you need to do on this is just to move to calendar Senate Bill 9 and then the action. I think you were right, Senator Eliason.
Could we discuss that for a while?
No. And then on the floor, the action is to adopt the committee subject.
I was right, right?
You're absolutely right.
We were right, right?
You were right.
Yeah, we were right.
What were we talking about? I would amend that motion to read Senate
okay.
Bill 9.
Senate Bill 18, which is an act establishing the Alaska State Pension Commission. The bill establishes a public corporation to manage the public employees' retirement system, the teachers' retirement system, the judicial retirement system, the military retirement system, the supplemental benefit system funds, and other state funds upon mutual agreement. The bill passed out of the state affairs with 1 due pass recommendation and 2 no recommendations. Judiciary waived its referral to finance, and finance adopted a committee substitute that passed out with 7 due passes and a letter of intent. There are 0 fiscal notes from the Department of Administration and significant other funds, fiscal notes from revenue. What that means, I don't know.
But none of those are
Are
the general fund fiscal notes?
They're a little hard to explain, but there's a $419,000 additional to the bill for SBS, for managing SBS.
That's true.
Was in the governor's budget. The governor didn't approve it, so that's the change in funds, and that would come out of SBS funds.
So still 0 fiscal notes then.
Well, 0 general fund fiscal notes, but there
right,
are
right, right. There are other funds.
There are other funds. Retirement
right.
funds.
So okay.
Well, yeah, but the only increase for management is 400 and some thousand.
Right. For SBS funds.
Mr. Chairman. Okay. Yes. And what is the
problem? I would move and ask unanimous consent, but I guess we'd have to do sponsor substitute now.
Correct.
Sponsor substitute percent bill 18.
All they were talking about.
That's your discretion.
Is there objection?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have before us Senate Bill 43, an act authorizing a registered nurse to determine and pronounce death under certain circumstances. The bill would clarify statutes and allow registered nurses to pronounce death when death is anticipated, and the physician has given written authorization for the nurse to make pronouncement. The bill passed out of the HES committee with 3 due pass recommendations and out of the Judiciary Committee with 5 due pass recommendations. There is 0 fiscal note Hess, but there are two more zero fiscal.
But it didn't come from me.
One from Congress, one from administration that were overlooked by the previous committees, and that we would need to adopt these two zero fiscal notes. Do we have a motion to adopt the zero fiscal notes?
So moved.
Any objection? Okay, the two zero fiscal notes are adopted along with the one from Hess. The bill sponsor is here if you have any specific questions. If not, what is the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 43 be approved for calendar in this chair's discretion.
Any objection? Okay, so ordered. We have before us H.J.R. 8, which is actually what we have is a Senate CS for a CS to H.J.R. 8. And this resolution has passed out of the State Affairs with two due pass recommendations, two no recommendations. And the resolve clause of the controversy is on page 2. I think we discussed this one here previously in the committee. There was a request there to hold this. The resolution has 1-0 fiscal note from Military Affairs. There still may be a concern with the second or third resolve on lines 19 and 20, but that may be handled through a floor amendment from what we can see here, if that's a possibility. I did not offer a rule CS at this time. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 8 be approved for calendaring at your discretion.
Okay, objection? So okay, these bills will most likely appear on Monday and Wednesday's calendars. They'll probably be split evenly.
You'll be here, but
I won't be here Monday. I have, if there is a concern, I've spoken to the sponsor of H.J.R. 8 and told her that, it may be Wednesday before H.J.R. 8 is